You're listening to a special edition of Away with Words, the show about language and how we use it. I'm Martha Barnett.
And I'm Grant Barrett. Today we're celebrating the things we learn from kids and their curiosity about language. Many times kids often have a perfectly logical guess about the origin of a word or phrase, even if it's not the right one.
Hi, I'm Harry Evans from Charlotte, Vermont.
Hi, Harry.
Hi. So the other day, I was cleaning my room, and my dad said, I want it as clean as a whistle. I thought about that phrase a little bit. I was like, wouldn't a whistle be sort of like gross almost from like people blowing into it and like all the spit building up in it?
Yeah, like the spit from a trombone, right?
Yeah. So I was just curious about the origin of it.
Uh-huh. So Harry, you're in Charlotte, Vermont, which we talked about on the show, and mm-hmm. we know it's pronounced that way. And you're how old?
Mm-hmm. I'm 14.
So that puts you in high school?
Eighth grade,
almost.
I graduate tomorrow.
Graduate tomorrow? Well, congratulations.
Hey,
that's
congrats.
A big deal.
Thank you.
And do you keep your room as clean as a whistle?
No, not at all.
What do you get from Dad if you do make it clean as a whistle?
Probably video games.
Okay, that's not bad. And but so you're like, this is gross. It's covered in spit. Why would I want my room like that?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Excellent question. Harry, the answer is that the kind of whistle that we're talking about in this phrase isn't the kind of physical whistle that you might buy in a store, like a slide whistle or the kind of whistle that your PE teacher might wear around his neck. It's the sound of the whistle itself, you know, when you whistle and it's just so clear and pure.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I guess it sort of makes sense.
Yeah, it's that kind of whistle. And the clean is a little bit different, too. It's not so much the idea of something that's not dirty, but you know how sometimes you use the word clean to mean completely, like cut clean through a piece of wood or something like that?
Yeah.
So it's a little bit different sense for both of those words. But clean as a whistle is just as pure as the whistle of a bird.
So the sharp sound that you make rather mm-hmm. than the little thing that you blow into.
Yeah, and when it first shows up in the 19th century in English, it's used interchangeably with clear as a whistle. Sometimes you say clear as a whistle rather than clean as a whistle.
Cool, that's interesting.
Yeah. Yeah,
right?
We think so, too. Harry, thanks for your call. We really appreciate it. Congratulations on finishing eighth grade.
Thank you.
All right, take care now.
Bye.
Bye, Harry.
Perfectly reasonable to wonder why we'd say clean as a whistle when a whistle is going to collect some spit and gunk, right?
Perfectly reasonable. Here's another childhood memory along those same lines. Tommy Carberry lives in Lexington, Kentucky. He emailed us to say that when he was a kid, his dad took him on a sightseeing trip to Washington, D.C. And they had this map, and right in the middle was a section that said National Mall. And Tommy writes, at this point in my tweens, in the late 80s, early 90s, I was obsessed with shopping malls, as most of us were at that point. The idea of getting to see the National Mall was just so thrilling. So Tommy insisted that they go early so they'd have enough time to see everything. My dad was thoroughly confused, he writes. His dad said, well, we'll go by it and even walk around it, but there's really not that much to see there. It's more about the monuments nearby. And Tommy says, clearly my dad had no idea of the amount of time I would need to see all the stores at the National Mall. It must have everything, even a Banana Republic.
I can just imagine him waiting to see the naughty T-shirts at the Spencer's Gifts on the National Mall. You know, the ones making fun of the president or whatever.
Yeah. Saving up his money, setting some aside.
Right. You know, looking cool for the attractive hotties they're walking by at the National Mall.
Right, probably bringing an extra suitcase just to haul all that stuff home. Well, just imagine, what if there was such a thing as the National Mall of the Mind, a place where you could go for entertainment and enlightenment, a place with a food court with all kinds of tasty things to feed your hungry brain? What would that be like? Well, it'd be like being tuned to your favorite public radio station, wouldn't it?
Yeah, it would. And now's the time to help your favorite public radio station. Keep stocking the shelves with all the great, nutritious programming that you've come to depend on.
Get ready to call with your gift now. Here's the number.